continue, unless you understand what's the point.
What we thought that was the conception that material world is a kind of
Prison?
jail. Yeah.
Yeah, jail.
So since it's like not like seems like not that. So what's the purpose? Because the conception was this is a jail. You come to jail.
Well, that the whole thing, I mean, all these kind of words that we have in our English language, which reflect our thinking patterns and our conceptions, our perception, our thinking, what we see in the world, what we can feel and understand, creates a certain psychology and a certain mentality. And there's a whole language that we use to express what we're thinking or what we're feeling or what we're seeing. This is a chair. This is the floor. So we have language to convey our thoughts and our feelings, our desires. So we have words like creation and purpose and time, beginning and end and cause. What is the cause of this? What is the purpose? Cause means, because again, there's no cause. It's called ichcha. Ichcha means desire or will. We say, I remember when I was raised as a Catholic and we had a prayer. It's actually quite philosophical. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is the supreme tattva right here. Everything is Krishna's will. And everything is for his pleasure. My birth is his pleasure. My death is his pleasure. My going to jail is his pleasure. Everything is because he's Anandamaya Vyasa. He's made of nothing but anand, pleasure. He knows no misery. He knows no suffering. He knows no birth. He knows no death. He knows no anxiety. This is God. So he made us eternally this way. We're tossed and pulled, and he created these modes of nature. All this is his doing. He's doing everything. So there's no reason. There's actually no reason. There's no cause. There's no purpose. The purpose, it's his world. Like we say, it's my world, it's a man's world, whatever, it's a woman's world. It's his world. It's his sweet will. It's God's will to have murder, and God's will to have rape and crime and all these things. And yes. Well, I don't like him. He's not a good God. Well then, go somewhere else. Get another God. You have no choice. Either you surrender to God, or you just and then you get tossed and pulled by his love, or you go against God and you get tossed and pulled by his Maya. That's it. Everybody will take birth. Everyone will die eternally. It's been going on eternally, and it'll continue eternally. If God somehow picks out someone from the crowd, so to speak, and points them towards God, whether it's Christian or Muslim or Buddhist or Gaudiya or Hare Krishna or whatever, that's some type of mercy of God to turn them in a spiritual direction. 99.9% of all the humans on this planet are totally material. They're happy to eat, they're happy to sleep, they're happy to mate and fight and argue with each other and challenge in sports and all these things. This is called Bayam. Bayam probably translates as what do you call it? Defending. But Bayam means fearing. So fearing means what? Fearing loss of my ego, fearing loss of anything. Fear, Bayam. Ahara nidra maitan Bayam. So we're afraid. So we're afraid, so we fight. So Prabhupada translates defending. I really like that. I thought once, I wrote a little article for myself once, essay about it. Why? I was trying to understand. Because Indians, in India, they say eating, mating, sleeping, and fearing. That's what they'll understand it, because they know the word bhayam means fearing. Having fear. Everyone's afraid. These are commonalities. These are commonalities of the smallest insect to the biggest creature. The biggest creature on this planet is an elephant. He has fear of what? The tiger, the lion, the hunter. More, he has fear of the human being who's going to shoot him to get his tusks and kill him. So whether you're an ant or an elephant, you're fearing, you're fearful. And you're engaged. So these four activities are all, every single jiva does nothing but this. That's 100% of everyone that's not a human, and of humans, 99%. 99.99, that 0.9 to the thousandth power that's not doing it has been specially favored by God, Krishna, Yahweh, Allah, Buddha, whatever you want to call it, Shiva, whoever your God is. Some type of spiritual idea. There's something greater out there. There's someone greater than me. There's something greater than me. There's some place greater than this. There's something better than this. That is all a gift of God, that thought, that desire, that interest. So that reason, there's no reason. It's beginningless. We're just here. Make the best of a bad bargain, Prabhupada used to say. This material body, this material world is like a bad bargain. Try to make the best of it. Krishna's putting, like you meet materialists, it's be a good materialist or be a good devotee. Don't be in between. So materialist, what is this God? I don't know about God. I don't believe in God. I went to college. I got a degree. I'm a neurosurgeon. I get 10 lakhs every time I do surgery. I got a brand new BMW. I got my money. I got my beautiful house, beautiful family. Well, God, that's for stupid people. I had no interest in that. So fine. You live and you die. And you go on and on. Now human, next time pig, dog, whatever, depending on your conception. It goes on. You boast so many things and say so many things when you're a human being. But, you know, God will get the last laugh. He'll get the, you know, it's all his, we're just fish swimming in his fish tank. You have tropical fish in your living room. People sit there and look, oh, look at that one going there and there. And then the one fish inside says, I'm big fish, watch out. And he's telling the other fish, watch out, you know, when he comes at them. It's like we